From the News Center, a news focus.
Since the 1950s, Trout Unlimited has advocated for fishing in protected waterways across North America. Lynn Lickvar of the PA Council says a major focus is climate change.
Clearly, warming of the air, the temperature also will eventually lead to the warming of waters. We know that, things that have been projected by sound science. And Trout Unlimited is all about using sound science to document and back up anything they work on or could or will happen.
The concern is what will happen should temperatures rise.
If things warm over the next decades, the cold water resources could be in serious jeopardy, which means the cold water resources such as trout and other aquatic organisms that survive in cold water could be impacted in a negative way.
Lickvar says education and information are key.
For them to be aware and lobby decision makers such as elected officials to do things that may curb or at least try to reverse that trend is something that Trout Unlimited is certainly very much involved in at this time.
Lickvar discusses how the national organization has worked with state councils.
National Trout Unlimited has gotten involved in Pennsylvania in the Kettle Creek watershed in north central PA. Kettle Creek watershed in the headwaters has great wild brook trout populations, but as you go downstream, that's where abandoned mine draining has reared its ugly head and has impaired the waterways in the lower portions of that extensive watershed.
The fallout from abandoned mines became a multi-agency success story.
Over the last number of years, 9 passive treatment systems have been successfully constructed. They've reconnected and restored many miles of the Kettle Creek watershed, now as a fishery and water quality improvement.
Find out more at patrout.org. For Outdoors PA and the Radio Pennsylvania Network, I'm Tori Gates.